And how are we doing with the graphics?
Hey, I'm not proud of what's about to happen, you guys. I also need to make a disclaimer. I fully put an entire weathercast together today, and this is what I'm getting here this morning.
Wow, so, three sheets of paper, looks
things
like.
I didn't think I'd do when I made it to Chicago.
Yeah, that's all right.
We got this.
So let's get through your forecast, because lucky for you, I did at least get an early in forecast. Right now, we've got
this is something that actually Morgan Korkmayer should be proud of, because she drew the weather map this morning and the forecast. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, you guys.
Morgan, what happened?
Oh, it was a disaster. It was yesterday morning, and probably 10 minutes before going on air, both our main computer and our backup computer just completely crashed with, like, no way of getting it back up and running for hours.
So you pre-planned that at that point by getting three giant poster boards or pieces of paper ready to roll.
Probably. I mean, it was in, like, during the news block, they were dragging in the easel and we were pinning papers. So there was really no plan in place.
Do you think Skilling did this to you on purpose? Did Tom Skilling maybe do this to mess with your head?
Yeah, he's like, let's test the rookie. See if he's really meant to be here.
First of all, you do a great job on the WGN Morning TV News. Ever since we got our puppy, we get up at 6:30 in the morning, and WGN TV News is on all day long.
Thank you.
You're very highly popular with puppies. I just want everyone to know.
Yeah.
So I'm watching you do this, and you're right in the forecast. Today, I believe, is a high of 83, but the temperatures are going to drop. But what amazed me is the speed and accuracy at which you drew the United States of America.
You know what? I'm happy you said that, because somebody tweeted me and told me it looked like I was drawing a turtle. So you kind of forget how to draw those things.
I wouldn't be able to do that on a dime. I mean, you know, Florida.
Right.
But then you really nailed it.
You're kind of like, okay, there's a hump there for Texas.
And right.
I skipped all the states in between and just drew a little over for Illinois.
Morgan, was there any panic on your behalf at all?
No.
No?
I mean,
good.
I think that's kind of the fun in it.
Yeah.
When stuff like that goes wrong, especially on a quiet weather day, I mean, nothing was happening. It was dry. It was mild. It just kind of made it fun.
Yeah. Although it is a pretty big weather day with Hurricane Michael blowing into Florida.
Now, yeah, so that happened yesterday morning. But yeah, of course, today is a bigger weather day. And thankfully, we had all of our radar satellite up and running for that coverage today.
You're pretty good at improvising. And when you were in Rockford, you did a very special weather forecast around Christmas time, didn't you?
How do you know about that? Yeah,
it's on YouTube. You put a whole weather forecast together in the iambic pentameter of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, I did. Very, very dorky, and it's been instilled in me for years now. You can't tell.
That's insane, though. Nobody does that. What made you think? How did you come up with that idea?
I have no idea why I even decided to do that. It was like the day before. You know, you're working the holiday. How many people are watching TV on Christmas morning anyway?
Right.
So might as well have a little fun and get them to tune in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You do such an amazing job. I love the whole WGN TV news, everyone, meteorologists and everyone. All right, so I have a question for you about the weather, and then we'd like to hear an update on today's weather and Hurricane Michael. But there's something, when you put the graphic on the bottom, and it has, you know, today's temperature, partly cloudy, high of 83, and then there's a GS20 or a GS40. What does that mean?
GS20, are you talking about the like the ticker that rolls at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, it might be a G40, meaning dust.
Oh,
so, like, today we have 25 mile per hour wind gusts. So, like, sustained winds 10 to 15, and then G20 would be, like, wind gusts up to 20.
I thought it was, like, a television bingo game that I was missing out on.
I mean, we can make it dual purpose if you want. I'm always down to throw a little game in there.
All right. Well, thank God there's a bunch of Sharpies laying around when your computer graphics go out. You did a great job.
Right, half dried out. But
Morgan Korkmayer, meteorologist at WGN TV. What time do you start every morning?
I'm in around 2:30.
Wow, that's a long day, huh?
Yeah, but I'm off pretty early, so it's not bad.
Why did you go into this line of work, Morgan?
Honestly, math. I love math. I always thought I would teach calculus, but didn't really realize how much math was involved in meteorology. And when I found that out, I always loved storms, so I figured I might as well combine the two.
Perfect.
I'm a bit of a weather geek, and I'm very afraid of tornadoes, which is something to be afraid of. You don't have to worry too much about tornadoes today. Hurricane Michael, it's packing a wallop in Florida. What's the update on that?
Right, and tornadoes down there are certainly possible. When you get those outer bands of a hurricane before landfall, that kind of starts screeching along the coast. That's where you can get friction, and tornadoes can spin up in that heavy rain, too. So aside from hurricane, you have to worry about tornadoes down there, too. Otherwise, right now, it's about 40 miles off the coast of Panama City, expected to make landfall as a Category 4. Pretty much worst news, worst case scenario. I mean, as it's moving closer, as it's making landfall, it's actually intensifying. There was just a hurricane hunter's mission that showed us the pressure is dropping, which means the storm's getting stronger. So you've got storm surge at 13, 14 feet possible, 12, 13, 14 inches of rain. This area, it's never had a Category 4 hurricane make landfall there, so it's unprecedented, certainly. And I think it's really telling to see all of these storm chasers and hurricane chasers and meteorologists down there actually getting out, and they're saying, you know, it's not even safe for us to be down here. We're going to get out, too. And I think it's rare you see that. You see them leave, too. So it's a scary situation,
and
for sure.
Is that affecting our cold front that's going to kick in later on this afternoon?
No, that's separate. And that's actually, the hurricane should bring more rainfall to the southeast. Our rainfall will come from that cold front. That'll push through and give us the scattered rain and then the cooler air tomorrow. So we're looking at highs in the 40s tomorrow, upper 40s, low 50s, and probably going to see a little patchy frost on Friday and Saturday morning, and then again into next week. So we definitely have change in weather here, too.
So this is one of those days where there's a 30-plus degree change within a 24-hour period. That's a lot.
Yes. This morning it was the low 70s. Tomorrow morning it'll be 39, 40. So a 30-degree drop when you walk out the door.
Pick those tomatoes, everyone.
Fun. We're in the Midwest for a reason. That's fun.
It's a joke. People always go, if you don't like the weather in Chicago, wait a day. But it's not a joke. It's accurate. It's 100% accurate.
But don't you like that? I mean, I was out in Anaheim, California in July, and I was looking around going, if this was every day, I would be bored with it.
I know. And imagine if it was your career and you had to be there every day just right. On the same weather. I love that we have all these big changes. I'm a hot weather fan in general. But to me, it's just fun to get to see these huge changes and drops and increases.
Morgan, is there a bar that all the Chicago weather people hang out at? And what is its funny name?
If there are, no one's invited me yet.
All right.
We'll try and find out and let you know.
Let me know, at least. Come on.
All right. Well, great job in your impromptu weather forecast yesterday morning on WGN TV Morning News. You did a great job.
Thanks so much, guys. Good talking to you.
Take care. Morgan Kulkmeyer from Channel 9, from the Weather Department in Channel 9.
You seem to be quite impressed that she did "'Twas the Night Before
that
Christmas."
That is impressive. That's very impressive.
I have a little of it, but I don't know what happened to it. It was just a full weather forecast done in that same...
That's outstanding.
Well, Christmas Boy, I thought,
would love
that.
I want more of that.
It.
Yeah, I want to see more of that.
Good morning. It was the morning before Christmas, and all through the state line, not a snowflake was falling, not even a winter-like sign. The temperatures will be as warm today as a chimney with care, in hopes that a snowstorm soon would be there. The children were sweating, all snug in their beds, as El Nino this year kept them from using their sleds. Now the winds this afternoon.
Weather should rhyme.
That
Morgan
should
Kulkmeyer rhyme. Approves our theory that weather should rhyme.
That was when she was in Rockford on
That's
Christmas
beautiful.
Morning.